Welcome to MN90, Minnesota History in 90 Seconds.
Summer 1943. Elizabeth Betty Wall stepped off the train into the white heat of Sweetwater, Texas, with the other young pilots. The native of Faribault, Minnesota, was part of a select group, women Air Force service pilots, WASPs, female pilots recruited to fill slots vacated by male pilots sent to combat. Wall, who'd learned to fly in a Piper Cub with her hometown Air Club, had paid her own way to the basic training camp in Texas. All the WASPs had. But at least they'd be serving their country at this critical moment in World War II. Out of 1,830 recruits, Wall was one of the 1,031 graduates who went on to active duty, becoming flight instructors, ferrying planes from factories to bases, ferrying personnel, hauling cargo. Wall ended up in Las Vegas, flying a pursuit plane so that gunners could practice on a moving target with live ammunition. But a mere year later, Congress disbanded the WASPs in a move to return to a post-war, all-male military.
MN90 is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at mn90.org.